Rows and rows of artists and vendors, some of them only trying out this festival for the last few years, but others, like Bill Kent of Amsterdam, New York, have been coming to Cornhill for a long time. Kent, who makes children's toys with hardwoods, has been coming to the festival for 25 years.
We do well. I like the atmosphere. My son is a transplanted Rochesterian, and so we come out and see him and family event.
The fact that the first year of the Arts Festival dates back to 1969, a tumultuous year in terms of culture, politics, and art, gave organizers various ways to reminisce. That includes hiring local freelance artist Chloe Smith, who spent the weekend drawing a mural on the street with colored chalk depicting two icons of the Woodstock Festival, Janis Joplin and Jimi Hendrix. Smith wasn't even born when Woodstock was held, but she did some research and listened to some of the music and says it was fun hearing from people with a more direct connection.
A few people have said, you know, I was there, or, you know, I had tickets, or, you know, something, or they remember, like, this. I had one guy who was his favorite artist was Jimi Hendrix, so he was here for a while talking to me and stuff. So it's been very, very cool.
Funds raised during the festival will be used by the Cornhill Neighbors Association to support community services. Randy Gorman, WXXI News.